This is Jonathan.
Oh, hi, Jonathan. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just following up because I saw that you recently signed up with us, and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
That's correct.
Okay. What's going on?
I'm just not in the position to be focusing on that and dedicating that kind of money. So I would ideally like to get my money back from when I signed up, because I'm just not in the position to be doing it right now. So maybe in a few months or more, I'd be ready to do something like this, but not right now.
Okay, so I do need to give you some options, because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, the $249 that you paid is a non-refundable amount, and that's because as soon as we bring a client on board, we start the content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, extensive programming, and efforts to get you on the first page. So even though you haven't had your client interview yet, they've already submitted your business to several directories. So one thing I'm thinking is, if you want to cancel, I'll do it now because I want to respect your wishes. But since you already paid, if you want to get kind of more bang for your buck and hopefully get a little bit of return back, I could also give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. And my objective in doing that, Jonathan, is to give you plenty of time to get dedicated low voltage systems on the first page of Google, right? That way you can get your phone ringing with some new clients. With that 2 weeks extended, you would be paid in full all the way until June 15th. So keep in mind, you're still on a month-to-month program. So, you know, if come June 15th, you decide not to continue, no problem. You call us and you wouldn't have any further charges. But that way you would at least get more value of what you've already paid. You know what I mean?
Okay. Mm-hmm. What I'm mostly concerned about is I'm going through a partnership and ownership change in the company.
Oh, I see.
So I have my partner signing himself out of the company. So I'm dealing with the state, the contractors for, and all that good stuff. So I'm in a position where I cannot take work, even if I wanted to. So I just didn't want there to be, you know, I didn't want to come to the point where I'm paying this monthly service, but am still dealing with this, you know, this
new change,
you know, the state side and contractors board. You know, getting that ownership signed over, getting another law qualifier on the contractor's license, stuff like that. You know, it just didn't seem right.
Makes sense.
Be paying for this for no reason.
Absolutely. Let me run something by you. We offer seasonal holds, so for up to 90 days at a time. So let's say come June 15th, all of that has already been settled. No problem. You can continue. You wouldn't have any worries, right? But if there's some hiccup with the state or the licensing or anything like that, or the ownership of the company, you can also call in before June 15th. And what they would do is they would pause your June, July, and August payments. And then, you know, hopefully things get squared away, and then September it would automatically resume. If it does get squared away quicker, then you can call us quicker and lift that hold. But we definitely don't want you to pay for it during months that you're not using it or something like that, you know. So I would say, you know, since, you know, first page placement does take hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, you know, perhaps get that ball rolling now, because, you know, we do quote, you know, 4 to 6 weeks or 30 to 45 days. That way, with the extra 2 weeks on the back end, you'll already start to see yourself, you know, ranking and getting some activity there. And then, you know, come June 15th, if you decide that, you know, things aren't really, you know, the way you wanted to with the whole business aspect, you know, you can call in and pause it if you needed to.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, since I am remembering now that non-refundable startup. Since that's the case, I have no problem doing that. It's just it's been a worry these last few days with all this going on, that
I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot going on. Yeah, we won't have you spend money pointlessly. So even if, you know, you need more than 90 days, no problem. Just call us before the hold, releases, and we could put it on, for some more time for you. But, I have no idea how long something like that works. Hopefully it's sooner rather than later so that you can resume your business. You know what I mean?
Yeah. As far as the paperwork side of it, it shouldn't be too much.
Okay, good.
Unless the person signing himself out causes me any issue kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. And then I have a 30-day window to get someone back onto the contractor's license for a law qualifier. But in that time, I can't take work legally. So, say I take the full 30 days, I have a full month where I can't legally take work. Hopefully it's not going to be nearly that long.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how long the paperwork side, takes the process with, the Secretary of State, the Contractors Board, all that, so.
Yeah, that makes sense. So one thing that we can do is, as we do the programming, the directories go up pretty quickly, the Facebook ads pretty quickly, the website gets launched pretty quickly. If you're not able to take on work, usually a website in and of itself won't bring you business. The value is when it's getting exposure on the first page. That's when the phone will start ringing, and that's the process that takes 30 to 45 days. So, I don't think that you'll have that problem where you'll have to turn anyone away within the first 30 days because it does take, so many hundreds of hours of programming. But, if you did, we could always, kind of deactivate the site until you know that things are good, and then we could, go back in and reactivate it again or something. But, my main thing is, at least getting the ball rolling so that when you do get things squared away, hopefully by then you're already ranking on Google and you can take on clients. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would definitely hate to, have the opportunity where people are calling me for work and not being set up to be able to accept work. That's definitely a worry because that's not going to look good on me.
Exactly. So, we can actually, they'll send you a little email when the site launches and go, your website is live. So you could always, reply to that, hey, please, hold off on publishing it until, I hear back or something. That way they could even, have the site sitting here in a queue and it's not published yet type thing, even though you'll get the preview of it to kind of look at it. We sent you an email back on May 1st when you signed up that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, that might be a little sticky because you're in a situation where you're changing ownership, but all it is behind the scenes is Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to actually have a business in the area. So that email has like 7 suggestions on it. It'll say, send over a business registration. If you don't have that, send over an invoice with your business address. If you don't have that, send a business card or a work vehicle with tools. So you don't have to send over all 7 items, but just send over whatever you can because that will help your listing to get verified. Okay, because what will happen is once we get that in our file, we get on a video call with Google and we say, hey, Dedicated Low Voltage Systems is a valid business in the area, and here's the items that we have to show you that, right? And so then that way it helps you get verified. So if you have any questions on that email, just let me know, Jonathan. Do you want me to resend it to you just so you don't have to go through your inbox again?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get that resent.
Okay, so action needed. Let me find that. Photos for Google verification. There it is. Okay, so I just resent that to you. That's going to have a fresh one in your inbox. And then I pushed the billing out to June 15th. So the only other thing is we're triply booked for the rest of the day, but I can have them call you tomorrow. Are you on Pacific or on Mountain Time? I know parts of Nevada are different.
Pacific.
Okay. So, what works best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available. That appointment takes about 20 minutes.
Afternoon is usually better.
Okay. So I have a 1, 2, or 3 o'clock open for tomorrow.
Now, is that my time?
Yep, that's Pacific time. We're also on Pacific time, by the way.
Oh,
but yeah, that's
gotcha.
Pacific
time. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and do 3.
3, okay. So I will block out an hour for tomorrow from 3 to 4 o'clock Pacific, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 3:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then other than that, you're all good to go, so best of luck with you with the transition with your business. Thank you so much for explaining all of that to me, and I wish you a very profitable year. I know that you'll love this once it gets rolling and once all the kinks are taken care of on your end, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I definitely appreciate you guys understanding, you know, being able to work with me on it.
Of course. Yeah, no problem. And like I said, my name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you have any questions in the future, anytime you call in and you put in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, and have a really great rest of your evening, too.
Thank you. You too.
All right, thank you, Jonathan. Bye.